This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to URN's award-winning Thursday Sports Show. On tonight's show, we talk to the University of Nottingham's amateur boxing club's Luke Cameron ahead of their boxing showcase this December. We also bring you your weekly Bucks roundup, as well as a very special IMS update from the URN Hangovers, before finally bring you our findings from when URN Sport went down to Ilkeston FC to talk about their goings-on. I'm James Perkins and I'm joined in the studio by my co-host Nick Clay and Harriet and Ashna from the University of Nottingham Netball Club. Girls, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, good, thank you.
How has your season been going so far in general?
Throughout the club, I think we're doing pretty well, especially in terms of Bucks, but we've also got two teams in IMS who are playing really well.
Yeah, we've had a winning streak, only one loss against the Medics last week, but other than that, doing good.
Well, you did pretty well this week for your one, certainly. It was a good win against Liverpool, wasn't it? Are you all in the firsts?
Just Harriet.
Just you. Yeah.
Okay, how was that game then? Because Liverpool, they're a reasonably good sporting university, aren't they?
They're the top of their league at the moment in the Northern 1A League for Bucks, and it was an incredible game. It was really tough, but we definitely deserved to win.
Yeah, it was quite a narrow win as well, and it was good to bounce back because the previous week hadn't gone desperately well, had it?
No, it hadn't. But this week we've bounced back and hopefully it'll carry on.
Now, last season, obviously, it was quite disappointing with Varsity, but how did the season go before Varsity as a whole last year?
Last year was good. We pretty much did the same. We had a really good like streak of wins at the beginning, then kind of went a bit downhill, but that's not going to happen this year at all because we've just won. So we're all on a high at the moment, which is great.
So what about Trent? How are they doing this year? Are you looking like you're going to be beating them at Varsity and taking back the crown?
Well, we are a better team anyway, like because we're uni off.
Yeah.
But no, I think we've got a really good chance of beating them at Trent.
You had a close game against them, didn't you?
Yeah, really. We were going to beat them and then they took out one of our players, like floored her. And if they hadn't done that, then we would have beat them.
So was it suspect refereeing or was it tactical from them?
It was definitely tactical from them.
Okay. Yeah, I remember going into Varsity last year, I was expecting you to win, and it was quite disappointing. It was quite narrow in the end.
It was a hard game. They took out our goal attack. They seemed to take out all our players.
So is it usually quite close between you and Trent, like in the past?
It's a very close game, and it's also quite an emotional game. Like, everyone really puts everything into the game, because it's just so, like built up.
Well, you talk about how many teams you have. Obviously, you have IMS teams as well as your Bucks teams. Was that down to a big intake, or do you just normally have that bigger squad?
No, we added the six and sevens
last year.
Yeah,
because there's so much demand for netball. Hmm. Even at trials, so many girls get turned away still.
You're a women-only sport, aren't you? There's
no
men's
teams. No boys' teams.
Do you enjoy that it's just a women's thing? Do you think you get a more tightly knit group, or would you rather see some men's teams forming for netball?
I think it's very good to stay as all women's. Because when boys... We've had, in the past, a couple of years ago, we had a charity kind of netball tournament with the rugby league boys. Hmm. And they can just jump higher. It's just not fair.
Okay, fair. Well, before we move on to talk about this IMS tournament coming up, have you got any big fixtures coming up that we should be looking out for that people maybe want to come down and watch?
On the 3rd of February, I know it's next term, but we are playing Trent.
Okay, so is that home or away?
Unfortunately, it is away at Clifton, which isn't too far. It's only down the road. Yeah. Just a bus ride away.
Well, now let's move on to this tournament, because that's one of the main reasons you're here. Just tell us a bit about that.
It's to do with Engage Netball, to involve girls to become more at one with netball, really.
Yeah, so just increasing participation, so no commitment, no trials, just turn up when you want and play. And so we're doing this tournament joint with the Social Netball at Trent University. So there'll be 30 girls from each uni participating, and it's just like individual sign-ups, so the teams will be all mixed. And there's Christmas fancy dress, and we're raising money for cancer research.
Okay, so it's going to be like fancy dress, so it'll be like Santa versus the elves?
Yeah, something like that. Well, we've made a requirement, you at least have to have tinsel in your hair.
Okay.
So it should be good. We've managed to get loads of prizes as well. Andy Ho's been fantastic. He's given us 10 tickets to Ocean.
Really?
Yeah. Which is great.
That
and
is
a
good.
Few local businesses have given us like coffee and cake for tea and things.
So is this just open to netball players at Uni of and Trent, or is it open to everyone to enter a team?
Anyone can enter a team, but you can't be a Bucks player for netball.
Okay.
Because it's not fair.
And can you be a bloke, or is it just women's?
We did consider, but
we've got quite a lot of interest from girls, so we thought...
Okay. And they're the people that turn up to our sessions, so we thought we'd give them priority.
Okay, that's fine. All right, Nick, cancel the tinsel order. I can't play.
Damn. I'm so ready for that as well.
Okay, well, so when is this taking place? This is in the coming weeks, isn't it?
In a week today.
A week today. What time is it?
From 5:15 to 7:30.
That's a shame, so people are going to miss this show.
Sorry about that.
Okay, it's a bit of mixed interest for me, but yeah. So that's 5:15 at, where is it?
Unipark Sports Centre.
Unipark Sports Centre. So it's not very far for anyone to come if they want to come down.
No.
You can watch or you can enter a team, as long as you're not a bloke, I suppose.
Yeah. You can still come down. There'll be a bake sale.
And a raffle.
Bake sale, raffle and ocean tickets. What more could you want from a tournament? finally, before we wrap up, how could anyone get involved in netball if they wanted to?
Well, from what I know, we only do intakes at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But it could change in next year, but I'm not here next year, so I don't know.
Okay.
But we generally just do the trials at the beginning of the year, but we encourage everyone to get involved with society IMS teams.
Because IMS netball, you can join at any point in the year.
Yeah.
People are always welcome to those teams. And then our Engage netball, which is twice a week.
Okay. Well, so if you want to get involved in netball, you can join any of the IMS teams. If you search University of Nottingham IMS netball, you can find that on Google, or you can wait until next year and trial out for the netball team, which is a sport that really seems to be growing at the University of Nottingham.
After this week's round of Bucks results, with the University of Nottingham winning 49% of their games, we sit fourth in the table with 1,888 points. As usual, our men's table tennis team get off to an amazing start, winning all of their games that they were involved in. In what was bound to be a massive match, with Kevin Friend refereeing, the University of Nottingham men's football team unfortunately lost 5-1 to Stirling First, with the women's first also losing 5-1 to Manchester Metropolitan First. In basketball, there was slightly better news, however, as the men's first beat Bristol First 84-70, with the women's first continuing their amazing run, winning against Lancaster First 78-18. Unfortunately, it wasn't a good day for hockey, as out of all of the teams that the University of Nottingham put forward, only the men's second and women's third managed to win their games, with the men's first team drawing 3-3 against Sheffield Hallam First, and the women's first team losing 5-0 against Edinburgh First. In netball, however, there were wins for the women's team, beating Liverpool First 49-45. The second's team unfortunately lost a close game to Worcester Second 26-30, and our women's third beat Leicester First 40-35. In rugby union, our men's third team lost to Edinburgh First 17-36, but our women managed to beat Sheffield Hallam First 39-0. In volleyball, our men's team didn't perform so well, losing all of their games 3-0. The women's first and second teams, however, did manage to win both of their games 3-0. However, there were some great results in the lacrosse, with the men's first team beating Leeds Beckett First 10-2 and the men's second beating Stirling First 27-1. And finally, in badminton, our men's first team beat Sheffield First 6-2, but our men's second lost 7-1 to Loughborough Third. The women's team, however, beat Sheffield Hallam First 7-1, with the women's second beating Leicester First 8-0.
We're now joined in the studio by the University of Nottingham Amateur Boxing Club's president. Luke, how's it going, mate?
Hi, good, thanks.
Now, you're here to promote, obviously, your boxing showcase, but before that, just for listeners who might not know, you're an amateur boxing club, so that actually does differ a lot from what most people would understand boxing to be. Just how much does it differentiate from the professional boxing you might see on TV?
The amateur boxing is sort of more about speed and skill, whereas the professional boxing's a lot about power and being able to last the full 12 rounds.
Mm.
So the amateur boxing is 3 2-minute rounds.
Obviously, it's an Olympic sport, amateur boxing. Do you think that's helped you get people joining the club because of, obviously, the success of 2012?
I think so. A lot of people had never really thought of boxing apart from the professional until they watched London 2012 and thought that they might want to give it a go, come to the university, and we had taster sessions and things. So.
Yeah.
People want to come along to it.
So did intake increase then when after 2012? Has the boxing club been on the rise?
Yeah, for the last 3 years, the boxing club membership's gone up every year now.
Really? So how big is the club now?
We have over 100 members, plus a boxing team, which trains at a separate club most of the time.
It's a buck sport, boxing, but it's not a textbook, we play a game every Wednesday type of sport. How does boxing work with bucks?
In terms of bucks, we only have one competition, which is in February. So we have preliminaries, which is quarterfinals and semifinals, and then the finals are held at Bucks Nationals, mm-hmm. which I think is the second weekend in February.
How did we do in that last year?
Last year, we had one boxer who got to the finals and another who lost in the quarterfinals.
Okay.
This year, we're hoping to send a team of possibly 8 or 9 with a couple of gold medals, hopefully.
Really? So you expect it to be an improvement on last year, then?
Yeah.
Now, I just want to ask, how would you get into boxing? Because it's not like one of those sports like football or rugby where you do it at school or you can go to the park with your mates. Though I suppose some people might go to the park with their mates. So how did you get into boxing?
I got into boxing through a friend. He already went to a local boxing gym, asked me if I wanted to go along for a couple of sessions. I went to a beginner's session. The coaches were sort of really good, taught you the basics, and it sort of all spiralled from there. I stopped for a year or two whilst I was at college, came to university, thought I'd have a look along at the club and decided to pick it back up.
Mm. And how is the club in terms of intakes? Do you accept people of any ability or is it mainly a very professional high level of amateur boxing?
No, the club accepts everyone. On a Tuesday and Thursday session, which is when we train, we're split up into sort of people, beginners, people who've never boxed before.
Yeah.
Intermediates, they've sort of been boxing for 6 months or more. And then as well as the intermediates, there's the team, which is the competitive side of the club. So they train sort of at Uni Park and also at another gym as well.
Now, you don't have a varsity or at least an official varsity, but what you do have is what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's this boxing showcase. It happened last year. How did the event go last year?
The event was a real success last year. Sort of, I think a lot of people weren't too sure about what it would actually be. Because they'd never seen it, something like that before.
Yeah.
But everyone who came along said it was really good fun. Yeah, it was a real successful event. And we were actually shortlisted for Student Union Event of the Year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was good.
Yeah, and it was the first time you'd done it. So obviously the fact that it's now taking place for a second year obviously is indicative of the fact that it was actually a really well-received event. Tickets are still available, aren't they, for that?
Yes, tickets are on sale through the SU website. And some of our club members are also selling tickets. So if you know anyone, you can drop them a message.
Yeah, sure. So this is coming up. What's the date of it?
It's the 5th of December.
Yeah, so just tell me a bit about what's actually taking place. Is it just Uni of Nottingham people or Trent people getting involved like I think they did last year?
This year it's based just around the Uni of Nottingham boxers. They'll be competing against boxers from other universities. Mm-hmm. So I think Brunel, Loughborough and Essex are all bringing boxers along to compete. They're all strong boxing clubs. They always sort of medal in books. And sort of Loughborough, bit of a local rival if Trent have a club at the moment.
Yeah, and if you wanted to watch, if any of our listeners wanted to come, there are two different types of tickets, aren't there? There's the ringside table tickets and then just standard tickets. What's the difference between there? What are you going to get?
Correct. So with the ringside, that means you're guaranteed sort of front row seats.
Is there a big highlight match?
If Josh is listening, the competition secretary, he'll be boxing. And we've also got some female boxers boxing the first year. First time this year, so that'll be really good, and sort of hopefully a lot more sort of females may think that they might want to compete in the future for the club.
That's interesting because we ran a big thing on URN last year about getting women more involved in sport. Is that something that the boxing club's been stepping up this year, the fact that we've now got women competing in these events?
I don't think we've made a conscious effort to do that. A lot of the committee are advanced female boxers, and I think they've been sort of role models almost. They had a big role in Welcome Week to get a lot of people involved, yeah.
Okay, well, just a final thing on the tournament. I will be going this year. However, the way I'm trying to do it before I go and buy my ticket is you've got a competition running through at the Twitter, haven't you?
Yes,
at your own sport.
Correct.
Just tell us a little bit about that if anyone wants to enter that.
So the Twitter competition is retweet UON Sports tweet about the competition and follow them on Twitter. that runs until the 1st or 2nd of December. Mm. And after that, the winner wins two ringside seats.
I probably shouldn't have mentioned that, because now I'm going to have less chance of winning my tickets if more people enter. If you want to come and see this boxing showcase, go onto Facebook. There's an event up there, UON Boxing Club Show, I think it's called, Amateur Boxing Club Show. Or go to the SU website where you can buy your tickets. And of course, they're running the Twitter competition, @UON Sports.